No. Yeah. She said afterwards, she was like, that was pretty good. I was afraid it was going to be like the time you did karaoke.
Uh-oh.
Which.
So you're not a singer?
I guess not.
I guess not. That's a clue.
I didn't think it had gone that badly, but apparently my Garth Brooks rendition did not.
Uh-oh.
But
so you were doing impersonations when you first started?
No, that
come
was
on,
just the
were
karaoke.
You?
No,
just the karaoke
ever.
Thing. Yeah.
But yeah, the first 6 months, I thought I was going to throw up every time.
Well, what made you want to get into it? I mean, what was your background? What did you take in school? What were you planning
well,
for
before,
your life?
Before,
I mean, comedians don't usually plan that, do they?
No, one of the reasons I am here is no fallback plan, honestly. I mean,
really?
before I did this, I was in a band, which means I delivered pizza.
you weren't a player in the band.
Well, I was a drummer.
Oh, okay.
Slash pizza delivery driver. And by the way, food delivery business, I have a lot of experience. Not at all like it's portrayed in the adult film industry.
Really?
No.
No fun. They don't invite you in, do they?
No.
Unless they're going to tie you up and steal your money.
No, no one was hot for the guy in the Geo Metro with a giant phone on top. I kept waiting for that, but... Never
didn't
happened.
Happen.
No. So, I mean, it just, you know, in the band, you know, there's like three people in my band. We would get a gig. We'd get $100. We'd sleep on a couch.
And whatever it took.
When I started comedy, it was like, you know, I would get the $100, but it was all for me.
No.
I got a hotel room by myself.
Wow.
I'm like, this is showbiz.
Well, you started big time, huh?
Well, not exactly. But compared to being in a band, everything's bigger than, you know, being in a band. But so that's how I started, and I just kept doing it, and here I am in Reno.
Well, who encouraged you to do that?
No one.
No one, yeah.
That's another common thread in comedians.
So no one, yeah, I know.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'll get strangers to love me.
They'll laugh at my jokes. Maybe not.
Right.
So how did you had to sit down and write your first routine? I mean, when you first think, 10 minutes, that's not very long, right?
The first time I ever did it was 3 minutes. That's all we got is 3 minutes.
And you thought that was quick, huh? And it was a lifetime up
it
there,
was
wasn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely a lifetime. That was the longest 3 minutes ever.
You have time to introduce yourself.
No, you would think that, but 3 minutes is plenty of time to bomb.
Are you working over there? Oh, gosh. Now he's tore the microphone up. Okay, JP, you're out.
Some equipment failure.
You're out, JP. We're laughing at you now. Unbelievable. So where was your first club that you worked in? In Seattle?
In Seattle.
It was?
Comedy Underground in Seattle.
Yeah?
And, yeah, that's still probably my home club. Are we all right with equipment? I don't know.
Hey, I'm fine.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Something going to blow up? What happens now?
No, he stole Dan's microphone. That's the way JP's gotten.
Dan can work with the power of his mind. He does.
Hypnotist can work in there.
We
silence.
Could all fall asleep here. So, Dan, let's talk to you for a minute.
Sure. Take my microphone.
I need a microphone
see
first.
See what I'm saying? Tell us some of the things that you do with clients. I mean, really, you are
a real
certified hypnotist, and you do therapy.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my full-time position, and I work a lot of people with... weight loss and stopping smoking. That's what we all do.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggies, right?
That's the bread and butter. But I really enjoy working with kids. Kids, if I could have a practice just for children only, I would just go ahead and do that. Because hypnosis works with them very quickly.
Oh, really?
And the results are very amazing.
Because they focus very well, don't they? Right away, they're willing to do whatever you want them to, huh?
Not necessarily. That's why mom and dad bring them to me.
That's me. I'm laughing. I mean, my kid ran around the room. You couldn't get him to focus for 1 minute.
No.
But once you... Kids are in the alpha state, and what that means is just they whatever the information they take in, they utilize it. And you have to just have to do it and present it in a wonderful, quick, and fun way to make it happen.
So their imagination,
their
that's
imagination
what you play
just
on.
Runs wild, exactly. Yeah. We tell them a story.
What would you do for children? Maybe hyperactive? What could you do? What are some good techniques that you would do for children? What can you...
For children, for young adults between like 13 to 15, it's usually issues with school.
And peeing their bed.
Wetting the bed is one of the things that works almost, I don't want to say miraculously, but it's almost miraculous how it works.
Is it really?
It usually stops in 2 to 3 visits.
Wow.
Really, literally. Because most of the time it's like because of a kid is sleeping too deeply. I've seen several young women with eating disorders, either bulimia or anorexia, and worked with them. Kids that are afraid of the dark.
Ooh, the boogeyman.
Mm. I could use that one.
Yeah, me too.
That's right, yeah.
Well, how could somebody get a hold of you? Dan, if they really wanted, you know, something serious like that. If they don't want to just come laugh at you at the club.
Hey, well, they can get a hold of me at 775-230-2000. 1174.
Okay. Did you write that down? No, there's no time for that. What's your website?
My website's still being built, but you can contact me at My Life Changes Today.
Okay. Well, you'll be back anyway.
I'll be back.
You'll be back anyway. Okay. Tonight, if you want to go, don't forget 823-1920. Good luck to you, Gabriel.
Thank you.
You're funny. Funny.
I appreciate
Looks
it.
Looks aren't everything, but I think you're going to be funny tonight.
That's a hurtful
I know.
Way to
that's
end the
an
interview.
Old joke. That's an old joke. Dan Kim, too. Thank you. The hypnotist. You are the hippest. Let's just call you the hippest hypnotist. Whew. Reno Tahoe Comedy presenting the biggest little comedy shows every Friday and Saturday night, Pioneer Underground. You will love it. Come back with me. We're on 1270 The Buzz. You're with Broadview.
1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. We got just about a minute. What do you think of that hypnosis? Tell everybody, did you, hey, where are you there? Looking through the cracks here.
So he can fix that bedwetting thing.
Were you really? You got that on your mind too, huh?
57 years.
You were wanting to write, and he relaxed you, and then... Have you been writing since he hypnotized you right here on
good.
The show? Have you really?
Yeah.
You mean you just feel drawn to it now after Dan Kim hypnotized you?
I wouldn't say
you?
That, but I think it
happened. Well, what would you say? What happened?
I'm writing more than I was before. I can say that.
Do you think you are just because it happened and now you've convinced yourself that you feel better about it? Or why? Why is it happening?
You asking me to explain hypnosis?
I want
I don't
you
get
to
it.
Explain it to me from your side. I mean, I saw you go under.
I know I'm easily hypnotized.
Why do you think you're easily hypnotized?
Why do you think I'm easily hypnotized?
Because you're a freak. That's why, JP.
Well, why does nobody respect my elephant jokes? I want to know that.
Because they're not funny, okay? We've heard them all. Woo-wee. Come back with JP and his attitude and me. We're here on 1270 The Buzz. KBZZ, Reno Sparks. And you're with Broadview. The news is next.
News. I'm Sam Litzinger. It's still a very big blaze, but that wildfire in New Mexico seems to have spared the Los Alamos nuclear lab. Director Charlie McMillan says that means emergency crews are pulling back and more workers will be allowed to get back to their jobs.
We've moved our staffing from being focused on the emergency to now being focused on the recovery.
The wildfire has scorched more than 177 square miles. In many states, the word is going out. It's too hot and too dry to use fireworks this 4th of July. Here's WWL reporter Dave Cohen.
Firefighters already see more blazes around the 4th of July most years than any other time. Add in severe drought and officials fear fireworks could cause more damage this year than ever.
If you're going to do it, you need to do it safely.
Louisiana Fire Marshal Butch Browning says people need to keep a water hose on hand and only shoot fireworks straight in the air.
Never hold a firework while it's lit. Never try and throw fireworks while they're lit.
The drought this year is the worst ever in Louisiana, with the first 6 months of 2011 the driest ever recorded. Dave Cohen for CBS News. New Orleans.
NATO says it's stepping up its air assaults on Muammar Gaddafi's forces despite threats from him to bring the battle to Europe. The Libyan leader's getting a break from some other African nations.
I'm Larry Miller in London. The African Union told its 53 member states not to play ball with the International Criminal Court and to disregard the war crimes arrest warrant for Colonel Gaddafi. This means Gaddafi can travel freely in Africa. It's a big boost for the Libyan strongman. The African Union says the warrant seriously complicates efforts to solve the Libyan crisis.
Gaddafi says he'll never give up power. Republicans disagree, but President Obama says nothing can be off limits in the debate over the budget and raising the nation's debt limit. GOP leaders say they can't support any tax increase. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama says it would be nice if we could keep every tax break, but we can't afford them.
After a decade in which Washington ran up the country's credit card, we've got to find more savings to get out of the red. That means looking at every program and tax break in the budget, every single one.
Senator Dan Coats says bold action is needed to deal with the nation's budget deficit.
The president and Democrats in Congress must recognize that their game plan is not working. It's time to acknowledge that more government and higher taxes is not the answer to our problem.
In the Republicans' weekly address, Coats says deeper government spending cuts are key. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez says he's been meeting with members of his cabinet as he recuperates in Cuba following surgery for a cancerous tumor. He tells Cuban state television he's optimistic about a full recovery. Some analysts say his socialist-inspired political movement has no clear successor and could face serious trouble if his illness gets worse. This is CBS News.
I never thought I'd miss the day.